If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
All right, are you getting on? You will. Are you Noel? Are you Noel? Are you Noel? I'm sorry, are you asking me if I'm not well from bloody Christmassy? Are you Noel? Are you a king of Israel, sir? Excuse me? Are you Noel? Are you Noel? That's so racist. No, I didn't do it. You don't know where I'm from, though. Are you Noel? Are you Noel? Born is the king of Israel. Tell you something about the Jews. Here you go. He's letting it all fucking fly out here. The Jews do not respect... No, hang on. The Jews do not recognize Christ. Watch me. Here I am on really speaker's corner. Get a little box. Fruit crate stand up here. The Jews do not respect Christ as the king of Israel. So Christians, hunties, why don't you get rid of this whole King Israel malark? What difference? They're in Israel. They're Israeli people. They're Jewish people. They do not, they think, all right, he's great, he's fine, he came along. He was all right, he's a prophet, you know? Prophet, bro. Right? But he's not our Messiah. He's not our second. Tell you the amount of, I just can't sit through. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. The Lord has come. Don't you know the Lord has come? Where to keep in the bloody chalice? is that what's in the fucking chalice? The Lord has come. Where are they keeping him in the bloody tabernacle? Are they? And no wonder they're fucking swinging the incense around. If these fucking goblets full of cum. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. And I used to laugh my fucking ass off in mass at that. Do you hear what they just said, Andy? I'd say they said the Lord is a big old load. I'm sorry if you're Christian, you're listening to this, and you find that offensive. Let me finish the thing I was saying about the Jewish people. I think I was finished. Basically, that. Why haven't they changed it to "Born is the King of Angels"? You know, "Born is the King of Israel." We don't. You know, we have to accept the fact that in a song, that you can't. You're basically saying something in a song. Now, I shouldn't have fucking dug this up again. I was out of a nothing bit. I was out of it. That. Noel, Noel. I'm going to go outside Noel Edmonds gaff and sing that. Noel, Noel. Did I ever tell you I was... have I brought this up on the podcast before? Look, I love Christmas. I love the silly season. I'm probably one of my favourite Christmas times was when... someone's on my phone. My phone's fucking blown up. That is why I should say I cannot... listen, I'm a busy guy. I'm a handsome guy. I cannot... This is... I know I talk about this all the time, but I do still edit them. This podcast, this official one is fucking raw! This one, I cannot edit. This podcast is more raw than the fucking shocking garlic sauce I tried to make my wife eat yesterday. It was raw garlic. It was awful. It was awful. You can't just be chopping bits of garlic. Let me tell you something, right? You can't just be... You put a bit of garlic clove in. Have you ever had a garlic clove that wasn't roasted? There's another fucking unreal bit that everyone can relate to. Ba-doom-ba-doom-doom. Ba-doom-doom-doom. You ever put a raw garlic clove in something? It's always going to taste like raw garlic. But I don't have the time to roast them all the time. Ba-doom-doom-doom. What was I talking about? This one is raw, and I was talking about something else. One of my favorite times around Christmas was, we went to go see Paul McCartney. I've seen Paul McCartney. I never got to see David Bowie. I never got to see Prince. I have seen Paul McCartney. I've seen a Beatle, right? And it was incredible. Paul McCartney played the newly opened Point, one of the fucking Three Arena or whatever, O2. I'm not having to go with them. Whatever. They're keeping it open. But I'll still call it The Point. And I'll still call it Lansdowne Road. And you're not getting that Aviva off me. Tisk, tisk. I am still calling this Lansdowne Road. Anyway, I saw Paul McCartney. I think, look, this is another thing to realize here. This is my second Christmas doing this podcast, right? So 1 year anniversary we had last week. We celebrated. It's all great. Don't worry. I'm going to get to the point of Paul McCartney now in a second. Just come here to me. Come here to me. The point. But you will hear now. We have gone cyclical. We have gone full cycle. It is now a new Christmas. I don't remember what I talk about on this. You may hear the same pattern, but it's great. It's great. It's just like hanging out with your mate. You've just heard the same stories 100,000 times and you're like, oh, that's brilliant. That is money well spent for the Patreon. Speaking of which, where are my manners over the wall picking up bottles of Dubliner Irish whiskey? Can I tell you about the best whiskey? It's called Dubliner Irish Whiskey. It is a smooth, accessible Dubliner Irish Whiskey. Let me tell you about this. It is aged in bourbon barrels. Why is that interesting? Because that means that you can get the bourbon flavour, so you can use a Dubliner Irish Whiskey to make yourself an old-fashioned, my favourite cocktail. And it's a fabulous drink to have around Christmas because you get a little orange peel in there. You can have a little orange peel put in your little mulled spices. You can have a little orange peel put in your Dubliner Irish Whiskey old-fashioned. But also, it's an Irish whiskey. It isn't a bourbon, which means you can just drink it on the rocks. You can drink it neat. You can drink it in an Irish coffee. You can do whatever you want with it, which is amazing about it. But you have to, please, oh my God, enjoy it responsibly. It's great. It's great having a bottle of spirits around Christmas time and just drinking it classily. Because I tell you, you can fill up on the pints. You can fill up on all the kind of the stodge, which is great. That's what Christmas is all about, filling up on the stodge. But having a nice little, ooh, Dubliner Irish whiskey goes down smooth. And if you want to get some Dubliner Irish whiskey, or you want to get any Liberty's distillery whiskey, the DLD, Dublin Liberty's distillery whiskey, you can go on thedld.com. And if you type in the code, honestly, this is the code, fuck the boats, you can get 10% off your order, and there's free delivery in Ireland this side of Christmas. So get on it. And they very generously sponsored this podcast. As I said, big celebrations. We're over a year now in this podcast, and we have a fine sponsor in something I'm, you know, it's something I like and something I enjoy. You know, I'm not here, you know, saying, not to say that, look, there are no other sponsors, but I'm just saying I'm very happy. I'm very happy with Dubliner Irish Whiskey. We have a great relationship. We're best friends. And as I said before, if anything comes out about them, I will go, that's a sinking ship that I will go down with. No, nothing will ever come out about them. Why am I even bringing this up? Don't plant that in your head. Tell you what you do plant in your head. Like, get rid of fucking scotches. And anyone comes at you with a fucking other big fancy scotch, tell you what, it's fire. It's all fire, and not in the good lit way of saying something is cool. I mean, it just doesn't taste nice. And Dublin Irish Whiskey tastes bloody brilliant. And I love it. And I love them. And I'm in love with them. Now, what was I saying? The Jews. The Jews. Let me tell you what to do. Yeah, you are going to see me repeating myself, especially when it comes to Christmas. There's only, you know, I've only got new, you know, whatever. Whatever. Look, this is a very raw podcast because lucky me, around the Christmas time, I've been kept very busy, right? So this, literally, I've been an hour long to record this. But that means it's going to be a cool, high energy. I'm going to be talking about Christmas. I'm going to be delivering you some extra Christmas chat-up lines. We had that last year. I got some new ones for you. And also, if I completely run out of stuff to say, I'm going to spin the old Christmas wheel and have a Christmas topic to talk about off the top of me noggin. On this eggnoggin. Here on Tony Cantwell's Shit Show. Enjoy. Ah, lovely stuff there. Lovely stuff. And tell you this, I was so bloody enamoured with the podcast sponsor there that I didn't even finish my Paul McCartney story, which isn't a story. And I probably brought it up on the podcast. It's not even a story. But it is an open loop. And like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who looks nothing like Bruce Willis, I have to close this loop right now. So I remember back in 2009, this was like December 20th, 2009. I'd gone to London, so I'd just been back from London. Yeah, that makes sense. I was just back for Christmas, for the silly season. And what a way to kick it off by seeing Paul McCartney, an actual Beatle, live singing Beatles song in the throes of other Beatle maniacs just singing a lot. She loves you, yeah! You know? And I was like that. I was like that. This is not a story of how I met Paul McCartney. This is just the fact that I went to the gig and like I'm so enviable of now, just just hook it to my veins, the sauce, you know. And I was just absolutely caning points before I went. And I was, this is how bad I was. I wasn't sloppy, right? But I normally vibrate on this sort of frequency, you know, like a little jingly bell, little high frequency, which means, you know, if I'm walking down the road and I see someone with a frequency that's kind of like, I will move the rod, pick up a vibe and I'll change. The lad who famously said, fuck the boats, his frequency was, you know, just like Anton's predictable, or Anton's, anything can happen. It's unpredictable, right? So normally I walk around with a natural frequency of, oh, I'm going to change to the other side of the road. Right, I'm a coward, right? But at this gig, I had so many pints in me that my frequency, and this is how bad, I was smoking cigarettes. Smoking cigarettes indoors in an indoor gig. That's just, you know, you see people like that and you're like, oh my God. And just see, and this is the thing, he was saying, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, which he never sings. So that's also a nice little bonus. I got to see an actual Beatle. I got to see him play a song. I'm not mad on, to be honest. I'm fucking mad on the song. John won the Christmas song off. War is Over is a much better banger, right? But he was playing Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. And I was Simply Having! And just bet my throat. You know that? You know when you just... I don't know if you ever got there. If you're lucky enough to have never got there, you know, that's very commendable. But at the end of the gig was finished, and I'm still, like, I just seen a Beatle. I just seen Paul McCartney in the flesh. I had just fulfilled a fantasy of seeing a Beatle, live. And, you know, with thousands of people around singing Beatles songs. And I was spotted up on the balcony. My mate was just like, oh, there's Eddie Hobbs. I think I saw the story on the podcast. He's like, there's Eddie Hobbs. I don't know if he's still around. I don't watch much TV. I don't know if Eddie Hobbs comes out to play much. But financial advisor... And kind of financial, kind of, you know, it was back, you know, in the recession, and they'd kind of bring out, it's where David McWilliams, whatever, they rolled out all the financial people out and put them in front of cameras, and a few people made a big career out of giving financial advice and saying what the status of the economy was. Anyway, one of them was Eddie Hobbs, so this was 2009, would have been in the throes of this, so we saw Eddie Hobbs on the balcony, and he was like, there's Eddie Hobbs, and I just, for whatever reason, you know, it was focus, the frequency focused in, and I just start Eddie! Eddie Hobbs! Eddie! Oi! Eddie! Like, just and my eyes going, fucking Eddie! Eddie Hobbs! For honestly, and I'm not messing, 5 minutes I was screaming this at Eddie Hobbs, Eddie! And eventually he just gave me like this little Queen's little courtesy, you don't know, and I was like, yeah. Oh, wild times. So there'll be none of that sort of carry on this Christmas. I might maybe get out for a couple of hours, you know, the baby's still nursing, so we don't really have many, it's not in the formula, so we can't necessarily get babysitters in, but do enjoy alcohol responsibly, in my honour, if you do get a chance to this Christmas. Anyway. So anyway, look, it's Christmas.
Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian rhyme.
Worst rhyme ever. You want to talk about fucking Christian rhyme? That's the worst rhyme ever. Do you know what I don't like about Christmas? I don't like all the verses to the songs that you don't know about, like Jingle Bells. Get rid of all the verses that we don't know. The second verse for Jingle Bells. A day or two ago, I went out for a ride. I saw Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. Do you know who knows the lyrics to them? The people. You only know the lyrics of Jingle Bells if you are genuinely trying to be better than other people. You're trying to stand out. Everyone's singing, and they would happily go back into Dashing Through the Snow again. But you're like, a day or two ago, like, here we fucking go, showbiz kid over here. I thought I'd take a ride, get rid of it. But you know what as well? 60% of We Wish You a Merry Christmas is about figgy pudding. 60%. You have the Wish You a Merry Christmas, good tidings we bring to you, and you da 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 da, and a Happy New Year. And then, now bring us some figgy pudding, now bring us some figgy pudding, now bring us some figgy pudding. Bring us figgy pudding. Da 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 da. And then another verse, we won't stop until we get some. We, the cheek, right? And I wonder how many kids do you think, families having a lean Christmas. Look, 100 years ago, everyone in Ireland was poor, right? How many kids do you think thought it would be fun to start singing, now bring us some figgy, but fucking smack from the old lad. Absolutely. I say there are hundreds of thousands of kids thinking, why did they even put that in the song? Well, I was just singing the song. I was just singing the song. You know we don't have any fucking figgy pudding. You know we don't have any figgy pudding. Eat your barn brack. Eat your barn brack that's left over, that I left outside since Halloween if you want something to eat, right? This is all we have. So I wonder about that. That's what I'm saying. It's now a hazard having these parts of the songs in there. Out with the old, in with the new, right? But not too new. I still don't. I think it's sad to tell me that Ariana song doesn't belong, right? It hasn't earned its stripes. I know it came out about fucking 10 years ago, but still, it doesn't belong yet. This is what I do in my home, right? Get rid of all the old traditional Christmas songs, right? Do you know what I'm playing? I'm not playing your Spotify list because you get a few little sneaky ones in there like Ariana that you didn't ask for, right? You get two Cliff Richards in a row. This is probably the playlist that's being played most, the number one playlist in the world, and you got fucking two Cliff Richards songs back to back in there. Don't be giving me that shit, right? Don't be giving that Christian rhyme stuff, right? What you need to be doing is get yourself into Motown Christmas. Listen to Al Green's Christmas album. Listen to Donny Hathaway. This Christmas, get yourself onto that. Or listen to my Christmas playlist that you can listen to. The Midnight Hour, Christmas songs. There's a link to my whole radio show that I did for Christmas. I think I may even put it out. Did I put it out? Well, I did put it out, but I don't put it out recently. Check it out there. Right? Like a nice little smooth Christmas, you know? And you know what? Look, you know, we can't really do mistletoe anymore because it's a rape plant. It's a rape plant. You can't be hanging rape plants around, you know? Imagine fucking pulling the mistletoe move. I already vibrate at a kind of the frequency, right? If I was ever trying to pull the I would go bright red like a bloody Christmas bauble. So a woman would see me and they'd say, I need to unplug this Christmas, is this a Christmas tree? Because it's gone bright red, this man. I don't know who this is, you know, who I'm talking to. Imagine pulling that shit. Do you see what we're sitting on? I would be fucking my heart beating. Here, I'm not being bad, but that's how it start flirting. Here, I'm not being bad, but I don't know if you saw the mistletoe there. And I'm not talking about the rocket, Tony's rocket in my pants. Mistletoe, Miss Tony's missile. I'm talking about the rape plant I've hung strategically above us. Because look, no. I genuinely be like, here, I'm not being bad or anything, but did you see there's a plant above us now? I don't know, you don't have to, but look, the plant wants what the plant wants. This is like M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening, right? The trees are fighting back. This one wants us to make sweet, passionate love while we listen to my Christmas playlist with my voice. That's what they, Terry. I'm not making the rules here. The plant does, right? Fucking mistletoe. Imagine pulling that move. Well, I tell you what, in the spirit of these things, last year, I did give you some of my favourite Christmas chat-up lines. And again, these are not chat-up lines to be used to be a pervert, right? These are not to be used. I hope I'm not fucking owning some, you know, occupying some space where I'm a little dirty, I'm a little dirty pervert, right? I've had a couple of friends say to me, I actually had to turn off the cat thing. Because I'm like, you don't realise this is what I'm doing, like, you know, what's I'm doing a bit. But I'm not actually, I can't, how would I fuck the cats? Anyway, we're not getting into that, right? This is not, if you've escaped 1 month of CCF, cartoon cat fucker content, I don't need to be, you know, raking up the litter tray, as it were. But I hope I'm not occupying some. I suppose. Do you know what I have a genuine? Do you know what I find very funny? I find harmless losers attempting to be sexy very funny. right? I find like Rick Mayall in Bottom trying to chat up birds, even though it is so, I mean, it's abrasive and it's so inappropriate and you would never do it in real life because he's so pathetic and so horny. And I probably find that funnier than most things, is Rick Mayall in Bottom. So I'm not occupying. I know I already occupy a space where I'm a takeaway man. I occupy a vertices of takeaways sexy animals, right? So you know, it's a prized vertices to whatever fucking live in. But I do have some Christmas chat lines. So look, I obviously gave you a few chat lines last year. We can go over them again because I think they're always good to pump up. And again, this is not for delivering when you're out, when you're finally let out onto the streets and you're trying to drink responsibly for your boy TC, knowing that I'm at home strategically trying to fucking figure out how to get a fucking pint into me. No, I'm having a go. Use these for your partner, or if a date is going very well, you can say, look, I heard this. Look, I don't know if you noticed Tony Campbell guy. He's one of my idols, but he came out with these chat lines. And here's one, right? So this is one that, you know, from last year. So you've already heard this one, but this is it. There you go. Hey, girl. No, do you know what? Here you go. This is how it's not bad. Hey, girls, use this on a guy, right? Use all these sharp lines on a guy. Hey, bro. Is your ass Santa's list of children? Because I've been checking it twice. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's one. Here's another one for you. Hey, bro. Can I ask you something? Are you after robbing the McAllisters? Because you was a wet bandit. You are, sir. Here's another one for you. You say, this is one especially for a girl to use for a man, right? Hey, is that a snowman's nose in your pants? Or, do you know what I mean? Or is it not? Or am I mistaken? Or am I mistaken? That's one. Here's one. Girl, if I was Santa, I'd want that ass on a saucer. In a glass of milk. And then again, for a guy, you can say, hey, bro, you can call me Rudolph because I want that carrot on a fucking plate. All right. Girl, are you Christmas? Because it seems like you come sooner every year. You can say that post-coitus. If the woman has ejaculated. Did you just ejaculate? Imagine you didn't know ejaculating was what a man did. He said to a woman, you weren't faking it, huh? You did ejaculate, right? Look, I'm over not self-conscious here, but you did ejaculate, right, girl? I've never made a woman ejaculate that quick. You wouldn't fake it like that, would you? Anyway, here's one on topic what we've been talking about. Girl, are you a bloody one horse open sleigh? Because you've been dashing through my mind, parentheses, the snow all night. Do feel hey girl, I said this one last year, but it's a good staple to have, right? And again, it kind of presupposes quite a lot, and it's convoluted, but I think you'll grab their attention. Hey girl, if you are the Coca-Cola truck, then you can call me Holidays. Because I'm coming. Be better. Again, I said this last year and it feels, you know, feels more inappropriate this year. Is that me getting older? Is that me recognizing the platform that I have more than I did last year when I had 800 people listening to this? Last two. Bro, this is for a woman to objectify a man. Yo, guy, you can call me Pudolph, the brown nose reindeer, because I want to get up with that ass. That's too crass, because you want to actually get, you don't want poo. And you don't want actual bran. Sorry about this, guys. And this is my old favorite, right? This is my favorite one. Hey. Hey, bro. You can call me the snowman. Because if you get into bed with me tonight, two things by the morning time will have taken place. One, you'll be drenched. And two, I'll be gone. Okay, that's my Christmas chat-up lines. Hey, give Tony a... Anyway, so there you go now. There you go. My mom asked me, right, because obviously I have my darling boy, my darling baby, and he's 7 months. He's going to be too young to kind of get the whole Christmas thing. He's just going to be obsessed with ripping paper, which is great. It's great crack, right? But she was like, are you going to do the Santa thing? Because obviously she knows from personal experience that I didn't handle myself very well in the unraveling of the truth. And I remember famously saying to her through, I'll tell you, I think I've already told the story in this podcast before, how I found out about Santa, right? But I remember afterwards telling her, after I found out, being like, I will never do this to my kids. I will never. They will always know the truth. You know, got my fucking high horse about it. But I'll preface the story. I've told it on the pod before, but I'll tell you again, right? I loved Santa. I loved him. I loved every supermarket Santa. I loved all of them. I knew they were elves. They weren't officially Santa. They were elves that they, you know, went out on Santa's behalf. I loved Santa. The biggest reaction to the next morning wasn't about the fucking presents. It was the fact that Santa was here. The fact that Santa, who used to prefer a pint of Guinness for whatever reason, my dad was always like, make sure you pour a big pint of Guinness there for Santa. That's what he'll want more than anything. He would down his pint of Guinness. He would eat his little biscuits. Rudolph would affectionately nibble on the carrot and then spit it out in the bin, as I found the next morning. Loads it, a whole bite. I was like, oh, ma'am, I guess Rudolph didn't want his carrot. And he's just shooting daggers at my dad. Right? But I loved Santa. I would have done anything for Santa. If he was setting up some weird child militia, I'm not to fucking get into it. It would probably be called something adorable like the Cocker Militia, because he's so lovely. I would have been the first shadow warrior of the Cocker Militia. I would have committed genocide for this man. and his reindeer, right? I loved him dearly. And I always talked about him. I always talked about how great he was. And I didn't, my brother, I remember one time, my older brother, of course, he was writing a letter. And he seemed to be a fucking blasé. It was like a year before he couldn't fucking get his nose out of Santa's hole. And this year he was like, I don't give a fuck about Santa. I'm like, why? Why you not give a shit about Santa? Oh, I don't know. I just don't really care about Santa anymore. You know, whatever. I'll let him bring me whatever he wants. The fat git. He used to call him like fat. And I remember we were both writing our letters and he was writing his letter and he was reading it out loud. He was being fucking so song and dance about it. He had something over on me, right? Obviously knew the truth, I didn't know the truth, right? And he was making a big song and dance about it, and he was writing, like, Santa, you fat ass. That's how he said it. Dear Santa, fat ass. Why don't you roll your fat ass down the chimney, you tub of lard? And all these Americanisms probably we saw in, I don't know, Airborne or whatever 90s film that we were trying to emulate. Give me FX3s, I want to be like Airborne. Your man from Airborne, you fat piece of crap. And all this stuff. And then he turned to me and he said, what's an animal that's really fat? And I was like, a hippo? And he's like, yeah, you're a big hippo, says my brother. And I'm like, what? No, don't! And I was freaked, right? Because I loved Santa so much. So, because I loved Santa, I used to bring up Santa all the time, right? So I came home from school one day, and I told my mom, I was like, mom, you're never going to believe what happened today in school. And he goes, what? And I goes, here, no, you're going to laugh. You're going to piss yourself when you hear this, right? So Dermo in school was saying, was laughing. He was saying, he was saying there's no such thing. He was saying there's no such thing as Santa, which is, you know, so funny. And my mom looked at my brother and I grabbed a 2-liter bottle of Coke or whatever and sat in front of the TV, started watching the TV. And my mom came over and she was like, Tony, I have something to tell you. And I was like, all right, what is it? All right. So my mom assumed that I was being maybe bullied, not realizing the fact that me and my mates, who all believed in Santa, saw Dermo say this, and we bagged him and laughed at him. We laughed our asses off. How, what an idiot. Well, then Santa's not going to come to him then, because he's got to believe. Fucking idiot. So we were laughing at him. So I came home and I was like, you know, you're never going to believe. So she sat down and she said, there is no Santa. And I was like, I kind of felt it. You know, I felt it, but I was like, kept a brave face. I know you're lying, so I don't know why you're... Good one, though. And she just kept saying, it was like that scene in Good Will Hunting. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. And I'm like, there's no such thing as Santa. Like, don't. There's no such thing as Santa. Like, don't! There's no such thing. Not you too, man. Not you too! There's no such thing as Santa. And I was like... And I fucking bawled my eyes so severely, was so... went full Tuscan Raider. That I went so upset that my mom, the sweetest woman in the world, who just honestly just cannot upset me. There is something biological in her that she cannot upset me. She rescinded and said, no, actually, no, there is a Santa. And my brother was like, what? No, there is a Santa. There is actually a Santa. And I'm like, what? And I was like this fucking brittle, feeble little thing on the floor in my own tears. What? And she goes, no, there is a Santa. I lied. And I was like, why would you lie? And she goes, because I'm a terrible person. That's what she said to me. Because I'm a terrible person. That's why I lied. And I was like, all right, well, okay. And I knew, you know. Actually, I didn't know. I still believe in the tooth fairy. I still believe in the tooth fairy. But I got suspicious. I don't remember what age I was, but I was even too old then. And I remember letting it go another year, right? That year passed. I kind of didn't believe it. And then I lost a tooth, I think the January after. And I hid it without telling my mom. Naughty. That's probably the first lie. The first secret. And now it's bloody megaboxes in a fucking field on my own. This is the first secret. I remember keeping the coin or keeping the tooth and waking up the next morning. There was no coin. And I went down. I lost a tooth yesterday. And she goes, all right, yeah. And I put it under my pillow. And she goes, okay. And there's no pound coin. There's no punt. And she goes, right. Answer me honestly. Is there such a thing as tooth fairy? She goes, no. And I said, okay. Is there such a thing as Santa? And she goes, no. And I said, fine. Put that to bed. Let's just put that to bed now. You know? Because we were good for some of the mysteries. Tooth fairy, we kept going for a while. Easter bunny, I don't know if people even still believe that. I remember I came downstairs and there was Easter eggs. And there was always Easter eggs. But it was always just, wow, there's Easter eggs here. And I kind of got the hype because someone told me about the Easter bunny, but it wasn't a thing in the gaff. And I remember coming down on Easter looking for Easter eggs. And there was these footprints coming from outside into the gaff, right? And then I said, oh my God, it's ma'am, the Easter bunny was here. And she goes, no, that was your dad coming in here walking across the fucking field last night. Locked. Came in here locked, walked across the fucking field. That's his footprints. Not your bunnies. Not your precious rabbits, okay? That's the fucking galoot up there still asleep. No, I shouldn't say that. But I thought it was a good opportunity to be like, yeah, it is Easter bunny, whatever, you know? Think on the fly, you know, but whatever. But I will do it, of course. But what I will do is this. My son is not to have an emotional attachment with St. Nicholas. He is to look at it like, these presents are from me and your mother. Santa gets you one thing. We're going to have it unwrapped. It's going to be there. There will be no pageantry. There will be no spectacle. You are not to love this man. You are to accept and slow clap outside his service. Right? That's the height of this. So look, I'm sorry for this short podcast and I'm sorry if you've heard these stories before, but look, there's going to be more Christmas content coming up this month. I'm going to be giving you my top 5 Christmas presents ever. We're talking retro toys. That might be a video pod because I might need the videos, the pictures to show you that. Another one, my Christmas buying list. Present ideas if you can't break the bank or whatever I'm talking about. If you don't have any money. Free Christmas ideas based on stuff you already have. Or things that you can make or write. I'm just going to think of some stuff. I already have a couple of ideas and I just need to flesh it out. As well as a couple of things you can get for KK. KK presents are going to be under 20 quid. I'll give you my top tip buying guide for the essentials that you always forget about that are always key. As well as that, I'm going on the road, but not in front of crowds because that's not a thing yet. But I'm going on the road because I'm going to be recording a podcast live from the Kilkenny Cat Laughs podcast festival that they're having now. That's going to be in Kilkenny. That's going to be a video podcast coming soon. I'm doing another one in Cork in Cypress Avenue. And I'm also going to be doing my year in review, where I am basically recapping all the things non-Rona this year with my good pal Jordan, of course, doing the visuals that he did in the Bake Off, and expect that by the end of the year. So because of that, I got a lot of stuff. I got to keep this one short, but don't you worry. We've got more Christmas content coming up here. And if you like this podcast, you can go over on the Patreon, where I'm going to be doing, as I said, more Christmas episodes, as well as the Christmas movies. Already did Home Alone 2 on the Movie Bake. If you want to go and listen to my review of Home Alone 2, there's going to be other Christmas films over there. I'm thinking I might do Polar Express. Apparently it's shocking. I've not seen it, so we'll check that out. Either way, if you like this podcast and would like to support it in any way, going over on the Patreon and supporting that would be the best way of doing so. Either way, thank you very much to my sponsor, the Dubliner Irish Whiskey. As I said, if you go over to thedld.com and type in the code FUCKTHEBOATS, you can get 10% off. They're fine, established, smooth whiskeys. And thank you very much for listening to this. I will see you on Friday on the Patreon, and I'll see you on Tuesday for the next pod. All the best. Bye-bye.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.